Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. I'm back. I'm back with Erica on CalBanyan.com. And you know what we do on CalBanyan.com? We've got hundreds of videos just like this. If you're watching this somewhere else, because I know other places have this video, YouTube has it and stuff, you want to go to CalBanyan.com, because where these videos live, there's a page for each video that has additional text, has additional links, has additional graphics that just support everything we're saying, sometimes gives you more depth, gives you resources, that kind of thing. All right, let's see what we're going to talk about today. Ooh, today we're going to get deep, deep. Now, if you're new, still watch this video, still listen to this video, but we're going to get into some highfalutin advanced processes here, and I hope it'll whet your appetite for what can be done. In age regression, the informed child technique. A lot of people out there that do age regression, they're not really doing it justice. They're not doing it to the level of a five-pather. See, five-pathers are among the best age regression hypnotists in the world. Why? Because age regression is an essential part of five-path. It's one-fifth of it. And so that means everybody we work with, we use five-path. And what that means, we do age regression for everything. And we've, you know, if there's such thing as perfecting a technique, which there isn't, because we're always getting better and better at it, the five pathers are the closest there is to perfecting it. And we're going to let you in on really some insider techniques on how to do age regression that goes beyond, like there's people go out there, oh, age regression is simple. You just regress, uncover the cause, and then it's fixed. Well, there's so much more you can do than that. And that approach was so unreliable. Okay, hopefully I've whetted your appetite for what this video is going to be about. All right, so let me tell you who's with me. Same one that was with me last time and the time before and the time before. And that is Erica Flint. She lives in Bellingham, Washington, where she began her career in hypnosis. She got interested in, you see, she's an IT computer gal. And you know what? One day she decided she wanted to work on the most powerful computer we know, the human mind, the biological computer. And she got interested in hypnosis. She took a local hypnosis class or certification. And that just made her more excited, but she didn't really give her what she needed. So she started looking around. She heard about Five Path and Cal Banyan. She took my DVD course, and you know what? That gave her the confidence. She dug right in. She started seeing clients. And within 1 year or so, she became a full-time hypnotist, one of the best in the profession as she is now. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She is certified hypnosis professional instructor. She teaches my courses. She's able to teach the Banyan hypnosis, seven-path self-hypnosis. She's written the book, Reprogram Your Weight. I recommend it if you're doing weight loss work or if you want to lose weight yourself. She's the hardest working hypnotist in the profession, I think, or she's in the top five anyway. Five-path certified hypnotist, board certified hypnotist, seven-path self-hypnosis teacher, National Guild of Hypnotists speaker. She's spoken at several of the conventions, and she's also speaking, recently been invited to speak at the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold coming up early next year, and we've Five Pathers are very proud of her. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. And I might be the hardest working. I don't know. But you know that old saying, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. So for me, this stuff is easy because I absolutely love hypnosis and helping people with the power of hypnosis. I love Five Path and the systematic approach that gets great relief to our clients systematically, purposefully, and repeatedly every single time. So I absolutely love all that we do as hypnotists, and I'm excited about this topic today because I think, you know, age regression and the informed child technique bring our clients such great relief. And as Five Pathers, the way that we do it is so advanced. And so this is why Cal said at the beginning, you know, if you're new, this is an advanced topic, but you're going to learn so much here that it's going to get you really excited about learning even more. Now, before we dive in, let me tell you all about Cal. Cal is amazing. He is a fantastic hypnotist. He is the authority on hypnosis that works. He's been in the hypnosis profession over 20 years. I think 22 years, I think, he's been in the hypnosis profession. He's received nearly every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He is an author of one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings. I give it to nearly every single one of my clients. It is that good and that impactful. He is a speaker. He is a trainer. He's been on radio. He's been on television talking about hypnosis, talking about his books. He's a trainer of some of the best in the profession, and he is the one that experts turn to for guidance in the profession. Now, as far as the impact he's had on me, it's been tremendous. Once I took 5PATH, I was off and running and built a successful business and career from 5PATH. I left my job in IT, full-time hypnotist, have been doing it for years now. Absolutely love it. And so I'm really grateful to be here and share all of this great material with all of you here today. So let's get started, Cal. Informing child technique and age regression. What do you think about the topic?
It's my favorite topic, I think, except for maybe secret language of feelings.
I know. I knew you'd like this topic. You know, I do too, because it gets our clients such relief every single time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the most reliable, most powerful. If it wasn't for age regression, I never even would have took this profession seriously. It's the thing that got me excited about hypnosis. And I'm so glad we're going to be able to do something and really go into some depth in this video for people.
Right. And part of the reason that I wanted to do this was just I wanted everyone to understand how the informed child technique and the part that we do as 5PATHers with the informed child technique, precisely what we're going to go over today, is much more than just regression to cause. I've heard a lot of other styles of hypnosis, and all they talk about is regression to cause. You find the cause and somehow poof, it magically disappears. And that's just not true. So the number one thing here that I want to talk about, because I have 7 steps here, is yes, hypnosis reveals the issue, and it always does. However, knowing the issue isn't always enough. And it's just like our clients. They know they should stop smoking. They know they don't want to eat that food. They know they don't want to drink. Just because they know it doesn't mean that they'll stop. So knowing something isn't always the issue. So, you know, with regression to cause, knowing the issue is a very good start, but it's not the whole thing. Right, Cal?
Absolutely. I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. So number two, relief for our clients comes from the insight of the informing child technique. So the informing child technique gives our clients the insight, which brings us to number three, and how we initiate the informing child technique. One of the questions that we asked, what do you wish you would have known back then? So what do you know now that you wished you would have known back then? And Cal, I'll let you talk more on that because I'm certain you have more to say.
Okay, so really, really important. We are talking about age regression. Age regression requires a minimum of stage 4 on the Harry Aaron scale. That means you have to have done everything right up to that point. You have to have done a pre-talk. You have to have connected with the client. They need to be hopeful. They need to be someone that believes you get it. Watch the previous 3 or 4 videos that we've done. Now, you must use an induction that is designed to take someone in to somnambulism quickly. And you basically have 3 inductions that do that. 8-word induction, 5PATH induction, and the time tunnel induction. I designed all those inductions, created all those inductions for you so that you can use powerful techniques like age regression. So look them up on the internet. We've got videos right here on calbanion.com. Become a subscriber and you instantly get access to all 500. I'll send you a link to a page that has every single title listed and you can go through them. You can use the magical control F button on your browser and just type in time tunneling. And every title where I've taught time tunneling will come up. Every title where I've taught 5PATH induction will come up. Every title where I've talked about or taught the 8-word induction will come up for you. We want to lift the profession. So you must have somnambulism. You must have tested for somnambulism. And then we're going to either time tunnel them back or affect bridge them back or date time them back. These are different styles of regression to the initial sensitizing event. So Once we've done that, we've got to find out the Fab Five questions. What's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? How old are you? And is it familiar and new? And with that information, we can go ahead and begin to do all the really important stuff we're about to talk about. Good. You want to take it from there, Erica?
Yeah, absolutely. So then when we find that initial sensitizing event, we're going to help our clients get the insight that they came in for, right? So, and getting insight, and this brings us to number four on this list here. The purpose is to remove erroneous beliefs and erroneous emotions about a particular event. So for example, a common, you know, ISE might be parents are fighting and a little one thinks that something bad is going to happen. But yeah, in reality, nothing bad happens, but that initial seed was planted that the world is not safe and maybe there's something wrong with them. We want to get rid of that by asking the question, what do you know now that you wished you would have known back then? This brings our clients such tremendous relief and it helps them for what they came in for. Anything else you want to share on that, Cal?
Well, yeah, you know, when I started doing age regression, there are so many things out there that were just fluffy and or you didn't really know how to find the ISC and you didn't know how to confirm the ISC and the ISC felt so uncertain. So I developed this process of how to confirm the ISC, and as we do it, we ask those Fab Five questions, we find out what's going on. And just like Erica is saying, and then here's this child that's afraid. And this fear is coming from beliefs and perceptions about the things that are just not based in reality. For example, maybe they think that, well, you know, if I get stuck alone, I'm going to die. And these things are all provable, not true. And so we can say, be grown up. Boy, it'd be nice if you knew that what you know now. Like, what? Tell me. And I'll have that client tell me. And we'll work out a package of information to give that child. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take that child before the ISE. Really, really important. When I first learned age regression and ISE stuff, we did the work in the ISE. The problem with that is the fear is already there and they don't have ears to hear, they resist. But if we go before the ISE, then what happens is suddenly they have ears to hear. They feel safe and secure, and we can tell them what's coming up. Forewarned is forearmed. We can say, hey, this thing is going to happen, but you know, you're still going to be safe. Nothing really bad happens, or whatever the truth of the situation is. And then we can run them through the situation again. And it's kind of like back when you had cassette tapes and reel-to-reel tapes. You know, if you didn't like what was on the tape, you know, you could lay down a new track on top of it. So we run them through the same event. We do not change history. We cannot change history. History, once written, is written. What we can do is we can change how they think about it and how they feel about it. We can give them insights about it. So I just recently had a client where mom and dad is fighting and the child was afraid they were going to kill each other. And, you know, we were able to say, what do you wish you would have known then? You know, we find out, well, mom and dad are still together today. They're still fighting. They love each other. And there's nothing that the child can do about it. And so they know one thing has nothing to do with them. They didn't cause it. And we give all these insights and we can run them through it again, not being fearful, knowing that they survive it. Everybody survives it. And it just completely changes everything. You want to take it from there?
Yeah, and it does change everything. So, you know, like Cal's saying, we aren't going to change history, but we get to change the meaning that is applied by our clients. So a lot of times example that Cal just shared, and I don't know anything about his client, but I've had clients before who think somebody's going to kill each other. The idea is something like, you know, I'm afraid that somebody's going to die and maybe I should have done something, or along those lines. And then when you run them through this event again, they get to shift that meaning. And the meaning might be there was nothing I could do and everyone's okay. They were just arguing. And it helps them feel better inside. They get rid of that old worn out feeling of being afraid. So it shifts that meaning. And I think that meaning is the part that is so valuable to us, right, Cal?
That's it.
Yeah. So I'm always a good person. Mom and dad are fine. They're, you know, maybe they're really passionate about things and they fight a lot, but they always make up, something like that. And then what we're going to do after that, so number five, the clients go through the experience again with these new beliefs. It shifts that meaning. And then we take them to what we've talked through many times before, getting the insight, put an ending on the sentence. I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I feel. Put an ending on this. So now I can. And that insight is so powerful. What else do you have to say about that, Cal?
Exactly. Now, there's some people that are so insightful that you could, they just go through the event. And they go, oh, I get it. And they change. But those are few. We don't want to build our practices by the success of the few. We want to be approaching 100% success. And so we make sure that they can verbalize the change. So as they go through it, after they've completed that, we can have the little one, the one that went through that event with the new perceptions, put an ending on it. I've changed because now I know. That's the cognitive change, the mental conscious change. I've changed because now I feel. And so that's the shift in emotion. What we've done is we've shifted the mind and the emotion into alignment. Very powerful. And then one of the more recent additions to that process I developed is, so now I can. You see, that's what they came in for. They wanted to be able to think and feel differently than they did in the past, and also to behave differently, to be successful in some certain situation. And so when we do that, I'm going to give you inside a technique, and that is, I'll have the child do it at the time of completing the new, going through the ISC successfully. And we're also, after the ISC, we're going to go through some SSEs. Those are the subsequent sensitizing events. And when they, if they seem to appear to make any kind of breakthrough or have any additional insight, I'll do it again. Good little one. You know, put an ending on it. I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I feel. You see, because when they have these insights, I mentioned it a couple videos ago, we create hypersuggestibility. I believe I'm going to be talking on this topic in depth at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention in August 2019. Be there. You're going to love it. And what that does is it causes the very rigid, solid structure of the subconscious mind to be forced into a state of reorganization. It's like hardened clay becoming soft again. And when the client says, I've changed because now I know, it's as if they were taking their finger and writing in that tablet, I've changed because now I know I am stronger, okay? Or I am lovable, or there's nothing wrong with me. I'm everything I need to, and it's going right in there, right? And then the other thing is they say, and so now I feel confident, now I feel secure. They're writing that in the subconscious mind because it's now pliable, hyper-suggestible. And so now I can. Good. And they say, so they write that on the tablet. They're writing on the subconscious mind. The most powerful hypnotic suggestions your clients will ever hear, ever experience, are the ones they say to themselves in the state of hypersuggestibility. I coined that term to explain that super suggestible state that can occur when insight is happened. So we can do it in the ISC, we can do it in SSEs, we can also do it, what do we do after age regression? We want to do age progression. If they gain any insights in that, good, put an ending on it. I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I feel. And so now I can. Then, to make it even more powerful, after that's done, when the child, we're always going to transfer the changes in the child into the adult. See, because that's who needs to change. And so I'll say, good, grown up, put an ending on it. I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I feel. And so now I can. If we do age progression, we're going to take that progressed aspect of themselves, future self, put it into the conscious mind. Boom. We bring those insights into the client. And I say, good, grown up, put an ending on it. I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I feel. And so now I can. Then we're going to segue into direct suggestion. I am purposefully going to tack the suggestions that they came in for to the insights and the shift that's happened. I'll say, good, now that you know this and you feel that, you can do this and this. And I go, that's right. Now you can accept these suggestions more powerfully and permanently than ever before. Now you speak confidently. Now you perform at your highest ability. Now you are a non-smoker, whatever it is that they came in for. And then I'm going to use that technique in another way. Then I'm going to merge that client. And one of the first things I'm going to say to them is, and you do feel good, don't you? They go, yes, I do. And I say, good. Off the top of your head, first impression. I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I feel, and so now I can. And what that does, the magic of that is it takes what happened in the hypnosis to the post-hypnotic state, and your client in the emerged state takes ownership of that change. Super, super powerful. Five pathers do so much more in age regression than just let's find the cause and neutralize the cause. What do you think of that?
It's excellent, Cal. I absolutely love it. It's systematic. It works. It works every single time. And I love taking it one step further for our clients because many of them will realize, oh my gosh, I can use this style of technique in real life. Now, we're talking about informed child technique, but guess what? When you ask yourself, would I do anything different? Let's say last week, let's say you had a bad day on a Tuesday and you look back and you say, oh, there's my Tuesday and I didn't like my Tuesday. I didn't have a very good day. Well, would you do anything different now that you know the week has passed? Would you do anything different? So I've had plenty of clients who use this technique in their daily life. So they'll feel a feeling, hey, if I could do it different next time, would I do it any different? Yeah, they would. So they come up with those concepts and it reminds me of a pretty famous saying. It was by Nelson Mandela. He said, I never lose. I either win or I learn, right? And that's kind of what we're talking about here, which is when you feel a feeling in your body that you don't like, something you perceived as being not good, ask yourself some of these questions that we do in an informing child technique because they are natural for us. It's why it works so well. This is natural to the human mind and human consciousness and our heart. So clients will come in and say, hey, I applied that technique to something bad that happened last week and I feel better about it. So now clients are getting their own relief. What do you think about that, Cal?
I'm charged up. Can you tell I love age regression work?
And I love it too. I think every day we have an opportunity to get better. So anytime that you notice a feeling in you that you don't like, you can ask yourself if it had something to say, what would it say? And if you want more advanced technique on how to do that, you can look up the time tunneling technique on hypnosis, etc. You can do it for yourself and do this on your own to get relief for yourself. Become a true believer in hypnosis, just like me, just like Cal, and you'll get great results for your clients as well. Anything else you want to add, Cal?
I'm feeling very satisfied.
Yeah, me too. All right, well, thank you everyone for joining us here today for this advanced topic on informed child technique. That is a systematic approach that you can use with your clients to get them fantastic results with age regression every single time. Repeatable, proven, and you can count on it. I want to see you in class. My next course is in January 14 through 25 in 2019, and then a couple months after that in March. And you can find me on CascadeHypnosisTraining.com. I'm Erica Flint, and bye for now.
Awesome. All right, you guys. I want to do a little, this is what you got to do. If you like these videos, which you should, I mean, if you're really interested in hypnosis, go to CalBanion.com, click, let me go right there right now. There's a big, big red arrow there, and it says click to watch the hypnosis videos. When you go there, you know what? You're going to notice on that page there is a subscribe button. It says become a member. When you become a member, you get instant access to all the videos just like this one, approximately 20 minutes each. Each one has 1, 2, 3 nuggets that will make you a better hypnotist or may have you a better hypnosis practice. And speaking of becoming a better hypnotist, if you have not yet become a hypnotist, you want to see you in my certification course. Or if you're a hypnotist and just want to kick it up to a much higher level, see you in my hypnosis certification course, 10-day course. The next two are in January 7th through the 18th with the weekend off in the middle. July 18th to the 19th, weekend off in the middle. All future, all upcoming courses will be on CalBanion.com. And just to zoom down here a little bit on my list, on April 14th, it's Week of Power. And the Week of Power is a 7-day course. And it's the same course, but it's squished together because it's for people who are already trained. They have the basics, so I have to spend very little time on the basics, and we just get right in the advanced stuff. So if you can't make it to a live course, either mine or Erica's or one of our other trainers, and the list of trainers is on 5path.com, then you can get my 5path DVD set, 5Path 2.0, that's the week of power, and you can do home study. You can get certified. There's an exam that you can take. If you are not certified at all, then take my hypnosis certification course. Again, there is a exam. You can become a 5Pather. And one of the greatest things, besides having some of the best training in the world, is the unsurpassed support after graduation. So many ways that we support you. We have peer support, we have support from me, we have a journal, we have an online group that's constantly running. I do approximately once a month teleseminars where I get on there and I just field questions from everybody. No instructor does that. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for your time, and I want to see you in class. I want to see you at the convention, National Guild of Hypnotists, August 2019. And hey, we all got to go to Las Vegas too, and you know, see what Erica's doing. We'll be talking about. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.